Neil Brown QC says that if he had his way, he'd sell off the ABC and start again. The former federal Liberal government minister has been appointed to an independent panel, which makes recommendations to the government about the board of the national broadcaster. Mr Brown joins fellow ABC critic Janet Albrechtsen, who has also been appointed to the four-person panel this week. The former deputy Liberal leader is quoted in the Australian newspaper as saying that he'd sell off the overly commercial and unnecessarily expansive ABC and start the process of publicly funding a news organisation from scratch. The Friends of the ABC have described the appointments as a declaration of war on the ABC's independence. The Federal Communications Minister is Malcolm Turnbull. Welcome.
Good morning.
Malcolm Turnbull, do you have any say over these board appointments?
No, I do not. The Rudd government introduced legislation, passed legislation, which provided that the appointments to the boards of ABC and SBS would go through what was called a merits-based appointment process. And so there is a nomination panel that considers all the people who've nominated, and any Australian can nominate, and then gets to a short list and then presents a short list. That short list is whittled down to three, and then that's presented to the minister, and in the case of the ABC chairman only, to the Prime Minister. The nomination panel, of which Ms Albrechtsen and Mr Brown have recently been appointed, is appointed by the Secretary of the Prime Minister and Cabinet Department, Dr. Ian Watt. It's not an appointment by me, and the legislation that Mr. Rudd introduced was designed to make it a non-political appointment. So you have to assume that Dr. Watt chose Neil Brown and Janet Albrechtsen in his own discretion.
Do you assume that?
Well, that's what the legislation was intended to do, but if you want to check that, you should speak to Dr. Watt. But I was not consulted, nor was it the intention of the legislation that the Minister for Communication should be consulted on the membership of the panel.
But you would assume the Prime Minister was consulted?
I don't assume anything. I assume these appointments were chosen by Dr. Watt.
And do you think that...
You can always speak to him. I'm sure he'd be happy to take your call.
Do you believe that this is the way the cards would have fallen in a process the way that you've just described it?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by that. Sorry.
Well, it just appears that Mr. Brown and Janet Albrechtsen would be someone that you would expect that certain parts of the Liberal Party would be very happy with, and not necessarily someone that would come to the top automatically under a selection process the way that you've just described it.
Well, again, that's a matter for you. The legislation says that the decision is taken by the Secretary of Prime Minister and Cabinet, that is currently Dr. Ian Watt. And I have no doubt that decision was taken by him in his own discretion. Who he spoke to, I don't know. He didn't speak to me. But can I just say this, Chris, remember these people are not being appointed to the boards of the ABC or indeed SBS. And I just want to say that the critical thing for members of the boards of either of those large broadcasting businesses, and they are businesses, although contrary to what Neil Brown says, the ABC's commercial revenues are negligible. That was the inference from the article in The Australian that he thought it was becoming commercialised. Its commercial revenues, in fact, have diminished considerably from the decline of its shops. But if I could just go on, the critical thing is that the people that go on these boards have corporate and business and management experience. If you want the board to be effective, then you have to have people that are capable of performing the role of a director, and simply appointing people who have one political view or another, one social attitude or another, is not enough. You've got to have people with real proven capacity to manage and act as a company director.
Do you have confidence in this four-person panel to make that kind of decision?
There's a long list of applicants. There are some very good, extremely good, many good candidates among them, many more than there are vacancies. The committee consists of Rick Smith, a very distinguished former public servant, David Gonski, one of Australia's leading company directors and chairman, and, of course, latterly, Neil Brown and Janet Albrechtsen. I'm quite sure that panel will present a good short list of three names for the three positions that I've got to consider. There are two on the SBS board and one on the ABC board.
Couldn't a reasonable person come to the conclusion that the government once again is trying to influence the makeup of the board of the ABC because the government believes that the ABC is biased?
Well, again, that's not for me. I don't think that's correct.
Could a reasonable person think that?
Well, you can ask. You can form that view. I'm not going to.
What do you think it looks like, Malcolm Turnbull?
Well, Chris, I think it looks like Dr. Watt thought that the two best people he could think of and that were prepared to do it were Janet Albrechtsen and Neil Brown. But really, you've got to direct inquiries to Dr. Watt. It is his decision. It's not. It is expressed in the legislation to be a decision by the Secretary of Prime Minister and Cabinet, not the Prime Minister. Certainly not the Minister for Communications.
You're the Minister for Communications. In the end, running the ABC falls to you. Are you happy with these appointments?
Well, I'm very happy that we've got a good panel of four people, a very long list of excellent candidates applying to be on the board of ABC and SBS, and I'm sure that we'll get down to a good short list of three. But the critical thing, as I said, look, can I just say this to you? I know there's a concern about politics and all of this, and if you think about
that's a reasonable concern, isn't it?
But just be clear about this. Firstly, these appointments were made non-politically by Dr. Ian Watt, not by Tony Abbott, or let alone Malcolm Turnbull. Number two, throughout the entire, almost the entire life of the Howard government, there was a majority, and for most of it, 100%. Of the directors of the ABC were appointed by the Howard government. The chairman was either Donald MacDonald or Maurice Newman, two people that were very close to the Prime Minister. What changed? Were there big cultural changes? Was the ABC's political attitude, perceived or otherwise, changed during that period? So, I think the reality is that the critical decision in terms of the management of the ABC is the appointment of the managing director, and that is the critical decision. But then, above all, having a board that has the corporate and financial and management expertise and experience to manage what is a very large broadcasting business.
Okay. Well, Malcolm Turnbull, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Chris. Bye.
And that is the Communications Minister, Malcolm Turnbull.